moment in Washington these days, that's for sure. Never a dull moment at all. If you missed it yesterday, the Senate Democrats took little time to kill both articles of impeachment against Secretary of the Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas. Apparently, the Democrats really like the open border. They like the idea that people can stream into this country. Maybe they hope they can vote. Maybe their friends that are lobbying them for cheap labor are getting what they want. But Alejandro Mayorkas, yeah, skates away. Never seen this happen. We're going to get a comment from Senator Marsha Blackburn on this. She's a senior United States senator from the state of Tennessee. Senator, nice to have you back on the program.
It is good to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. Alejandro Mayorkas has been the architect of, I don't know if it's 8 million, 10 million, 12 million. It's millions of illegals coming into this country ever since Joe Biden became president. And the Democrats, apparently they like it because they don't think that he is worthy of even discussing the impeachment sent over from the House. It's shocking, isn't it?
It is so shocking because you're right. They do not want to even bring the issue up as a point of discussion. They continue to say, well, you know, we don't think this rises to the need of impeachment. We don't need to have a trial. And indeed, yesterday, we saw what happened with Chuck Schumer for the first time ever dismissing the articles of impeachment. And bear in mind, every Democrat senator, every single one of them, sat there in their chairs and they voted with Chuck Schumer to do something that has never been done in our nation's history. And I hold them responsible for that vote that they cast and allowed him to go without even a trial for the American people to know what he has done, what the dereliction of duty has been. And to realize that, yes, indeed, there are nearly 10 million illegal aliens that have entered this country, plus additional ones that are in the gotaways.
Right.
We have had this fiscal year more Chinese come in at our southern border than we had all of last year, and they're primarily young men, fighting age, and they're coming into this country. There are people from 170 different countries.
40,000 to 50,000 Chinese nationals. You're exactly right. Men of military age. I mean, none of this is good. The question, Senator, that people just keep asking, okay, they basically gave Mayorkas a pass. The alleged bipartisan bill put forward would have normalized 5,000 illegals a day. I'm glad it was rejected. I'm glad you stood against that because that's garbage. But what do we do? How do you secure the border?
What we're going to have to do is have Republican control of the Senate, and we're also going to have a new president who is going to say, Border Patrol, I'm going to give you what you've been asking for. You have been asking for a physical barrier at the southern border. We're going to give you that. You've been asking for better technology. We're going to give you that. You've been asking for more officers and agents. We're going to give you that. And that is how we're going to get this issue under control.
We have to get there. All right, real quickly, we've got about 3 minutes here. I just want to focus on this Frankenstein trial in New York of former President Donald Trump. They had to resurrect a misdemeanor that was already past its time. They had to resurrect a felony already passed its time. The statute of limitations running out on both. And yet here we are manufacturing a case that is, it's not a case. I talked to liberal attorney friends of mine, and yes, I have some. They say there's not a crime here. It's just such a travesty, isn't it?
Oh, it is indeed. And I talked to attorney friends who are Democrats, and they say the same thing. They feel like what Alvin Bragg is doing, of course, is taking something that would be a misdemeanor at most, breaking it apart, trying to turn it into a felony because they are so sick with Trump derangement syndrome and they just can't seem to get over it. And so now what they're doing is abusing the law in order to try to tie him down, not allowing to campaign. But you know what is happening? as I talk to people, especially independent voters, what they're saying is, look, we're sick of this. We see that this is two tiers of justice. We know what they're doing. We're not buying into this. And they're going to be voting for Donald Trump.
Well, and the brand new poll today from Emerson in a five-way race, which apparently is going to be Trump, Biden, Kennedy, West, Stein, Trump. Trump leads by four across the country. He leads in the swing states like the state of Michigan, where I live, by even a wider margin, almost 3 points. If the election were held today, I believe that Donald Trump wins this thing, don't you?
Yes, and Mike Rogers, running for Senate. He is running a great race, and we're looking forward to having him win and come to the Senate.
First time since 1994 Michigan could send a Republican. You're going to get a seat in West Virginia. You're going to get Larry Hogan out of Maryland. Make of him what you will. You're going to get Larry Hogan, I believe. You could get Michigan, Ohio, Montana. If Republicans have a big night, you could pick up four or five seats. Senator, I'll give you the last word.
Indeed, we could, and I think that we will, because the American people are looking at that border. It is issue number one. They saw the foolishness of the Democrat-controlled U.S. Senate yesterday when they would not hold responsible the Secretary of Homeland Security, who does not believe in securing the homeland and who has repeatedly lied to the U.S. Senate.
Correct.
And to the American people.
Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, always a pleasure, ma'am. Thank you.
You got it. Take care. Bye now.
Really appreciate it. There you have it, Senator Marsha Blackburn from the great state of Tennessee, where, by the way, they don't pay income tax. Sounds inviting, doesn't it? Come on in. The water's warm and there's no taxes. How lovely would that be? Final thoughts on this day in a moment. It is the Steve Gerber Show. The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Introducing a